Congratulations to every single human being on this planet that went hard
in the paint.
In the paint, put all of their money down on the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. You just made the best decision you've ever made in your life. Because yes, maybe you lost thousands of dollars.
Certainly.
But
certainly.
Certainly thousands of dollars. But no, you may have lost, but you showed your loyalty to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more important than you having your money. Now, the only thing more important than loyalty to us and you not having your money,
yes,
is us having your money.
How do we alleviate this?
Let's remedy the you needing to get rid of your money. How about this?
I would like to make an emergency correction. Okay. Already. We're in the first minute. I said alleviate, which technically is accurate, but I meant ameliorate.
You nerd. You fucking nerd.
I'm sorry. And Kelly.
Oh, no. We've got the 8 p.m. giggles.
I know. Kelly, I'm also shocked that we didn't do the WrestleMania song.
Yes.
I know.
I'm so mad.
I know you're mad. I saw it. I felt it. And I'm like, you're right. You're not the bad guy here. Drew's the bad guy.
I don't even want to do it anymore.
You know what? I don't even feel it.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
Re-record.
No, we're going to say the PayPals and then we're going to say the WrestleMania song. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson and PayPal.me/SarianSopaz. Kelly, do you have a PayPal you want people to send money to?
I don't care. I'm so mad right now.
Do you want to sing the WrestleMania song?
Do we? WrestleMania! There we did it!
The most peaked audio. I do not.
California.
I do not look forward to dealing with that waveform later. Boy, oh boy. Kelly's here, guys.
Happy 2 year.
And you're pissed, as promised.
Happy 2 year anniversary to the greatest moment in the history of Jimmy Kimmel's Live.
Jimmy Kimmel's Live?
You know what?
I put Jimmy Kimmel Live and Jimmy Kimmel's Life as one.
We should just reread this whole thing. Fuck it. Dump it.
Dump the whole thing.
Let's get a clean take on that, Drew. And 3, 2, action.
Happy 2 year anniversary to the greatest moment in Jimmy Kimmel's life.
Ah, oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago,
what?
On this day.
On this day. Oh, boy, this is going to be a stupid episode.
Was the slap.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
This day.
Maybe yesterday. Sorry. Maybe yesterday. 27th. My bad. Oh, I mean, sorry. Four days ago.
What's today?
The 20.
The first?
The first.
Yeah.
April Fools! That's why we fucked up the intro.
That was our April Fool. Fool's
prank on Kelly.
What? We got you.
Sorry, I was looking at some dogs.
Yep. They hanging?
I don't know. It's dark.
Oh. You can't tell? One dog to another? You can't see if they're hung from a distance?
Ew. Also, like, what do I get to worry about?
I mean, that
I was
is...
gonna say. To quote,
I think it's just
to quote Zach Galifianakis to a tiny dog. I got a bigger dick than that.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? As for you, as a grown dog man,
canine sapien,
mm-hmm. Isn't it just nice to constantly reassure yourself that your dick is bigger?
Oh, it's pretty great.
Like you see it, and you're like,
yeah.
Like you know, you don't need to look.
I wake up and I'm like, oh yeah, the Titanic sunk, but not this one.
Oh, we almost got him. Almost had a spit take there.
I'm fine.
I guess as we...
I'm not going to do a spit take about dog dick.
There's too much dog dick talk on this podcast.
Yeah, let's...
As we may have alluded to with the song, we got some wrestling today.
Yep.
Which I know everybody loves.
It's weird.
Because everybody pretends like they don't love it, but they really love it.
Well, no. Like, the wrestling fans love it. The OG wrestling fans love it. Some people just like everything we do.
Yeah, because they're fucking simps. Are we allowed to say that? Or did I just get this canceled?
No, we're fine.
Oh, good.
And some people don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of good quality jokes in and around the wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling adjacent.
So just listen to it, but then like hit 30 seconds forward until there's no wrestling talk.
Yeah.
Then you solve your problem, bitch.
Exactly.
I don't know. What do we? You got any housekeeping we gotta do before we get to this?
Housekeeping.
I got one thing.
You got one thing.
But you got to do your housekeeping that we'd normally do.
Yeah, I got some housekeeping and some manscaping, but no.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
No, housekeeping about Manscaped
because they ignored us. They're
pieces of shit.
I got fired.
I hope. Yeah, I was just gonna say his full name and then say something bad about him.
But then
and
what
maybe,
if
perhaps a call to violence against him.
But then what if in 6 months he emails you and like, oh yeah, sorry, I was in the Congo searching for new scents and new shaves.
He was in the Amazon researching spiders with my mother. Before she died. So I don't.
Oh, Madam Webb, you're bad.
So I don't want to say. I am not going to make a call to violence against Sam Howard of Manscaped. I said I'm not. So
box, bitch.
No, so that it's fine. So Sam, we're still open. If you've got money and want to send it to me 6 months later after the agreed upon time, then great. We're still in.
It was nice to get that one giant chunk.
It was cool.
But also, there was definitely several months where we thought we were never getting any money from Manscaped.
And to be fair,
we did a terrible job with Reeves.
And we didn't feel so bad about accidentally mentioning Hitler every single Manscaped
time. Well, listen, when you're thinking of manscaping beards,
who did it better?
Who's the number one beard and mustache you can think of? Right. Now, you go Adolf Hitler.
Uh-huh.
I usually go Tom Selleck.
Oh, I'd say Michael Jordan for that
six-month period that's the thing about it. Everybody thinks it's a joke, but like legitimately, Jordan thought, like,
I can take it back.
Yeah, if there's one person that this can become a fashion statement for, it's me. And then he did it, and then when realized that nobody else was doing it, was like, yeah, all right, fine, I'll lose.
Yeah, it was a good social experiment, like, because we wanted to answer the question, is Michael Jordan bigger than Hitler? The answer is no.
No, nobody's bigger than Hitler. I'm glad I stopped myself before I said the rest of that sentence.
Manscaped.com promo code CATS20. It still works.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So go nuts. Who cares?
We should email.
We don't get anything.
We should email somebody that's not him.
Yeah.
And say, we don't know who we were talking to, but we haven't been getting paid for the last.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good idea. Oh, shit. I just said that live.
Oh, you just blew it.
Fucking scrub it. Scrub that part.
I'll dump it. I'm good. Look,
Manscaped's not listening to our podcast and thinking like, oh, maybe we should give these guys a second chance. Yeah. Wait a minute.
No, Manscaped wasn't listening to the podcast when we were doing reads, clearly. So they're not listening now.
Oh, I just love how terribly written those reads were. Like, you spent the first a month just destroying the guy's like terrible grammar spelling. Like, oh, it was perfect.
Don't send bad copy to a proofreader. Sorry, guys.
Don't send bad copy to a guy who's got full-blown level 6 autism.
Play is gonna play. I like the autism scale is the same as the Kinsey scale.
No, yeah. They're hand in hand. If you're a 6 on the autism scale, then you're probably like a 1 on the gay scale. Because you're so focused on like how clean things and organized and neat things need to be.
You have no time to fuck
that
men.
You can never trust an asshole.
Who can?
Right?
Everybody's got them.
If you're a 6 on the autism scale, then you are like, oh, I don't know. What's the asexual level? A 0?
I guess a 0.
Or like a negative number?
Or is a 0 super straight?
Oh.
I want to go back to that Congo thing.
Herkimer Hermolka?
Go off.
I thought you're going to say that he was in the Congo shooting supergirls with a laser.
Slicing off their arms.
Yeah. That's the only part of that thing I remember.
God, that movie's awesome. Except for it's not, but it's awesome.
It's good.
I just remember Dead Bruce Campbell and Herkimer Hermolka.
Yeah.
And sign language monkey.
Yeah.
Or ape.
Amy, great, sad.
Great ape. Amy, sad. He touched me.
Oh, ask the question.
Tim Curry.
His name is escaping me, of course.
Ernie Hudson.
No, bad guy from Die Hard.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Is he in that movie?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know why I thought he was in that movie.
Because it seems like a movie he would be in.
It does. You're thinking of Harry Potter.
No. Have you seen all the Harry Potters yet?
No.
No.
I've had Drew's Blu-ray set of the Harry Potter movies for a really long time because one day I got a wild hair up my ass that I want to watch all the Harry Potter movies.
So I have.
Don't
you like magic?
I do like
don't
magic.
You like young boys?
And I like young boy. That's why I wanted to watch the movie. But life gets in the way. But one day.
Life,
Finds a way.
I have seen two Harry Potter movies.
Is one
so
of
fuck
them,
you, I've seen sorry, three. Ah, boo.
But, one well, better on. Be with a werewolf.
One.
Nope.
Six. Nine.
I have seen, what was the Half-Blood Prince?
Kelly, I could not
Half-Blood
tell you for
$1,000. Is the one before the final two-parter.
So, six. Five.
Yes.
Is there seven or eight?
Let's go through them. Let's go through them from memory. I can do this.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer or Philosopher's Stone, Philosopher. Depending on what country you're in. Chamber of Secrets.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's the werewolf one. Yeah. And directed by Alfonso Cuarón. You should probably see that if you haven't seen that.
That's one of the only ones I've seen.
Yeah. Goblet of Fire. Order of the Phoenix. Half-Blood Prince. Deathly Hallows. So
there's
Half-Blood
eight,
Prince
there's eight
is...
Movies.
Yeah. So
seven books, eight
Half-Blood
movies.
Prince is six.
I've seen... Is Half-Blood Prince the one with Drago Malkovich or whatever?
So many questions okay. that you think I have the okay. answers to.
We'll skip that.
Yeah. But no, he's the one with John Malkovich.
I saw the first three movies because I thought I was going to get pussy. And then I didn't get pussy.
Well, I think once I watch all of these, I'm going to get pussy.
You'll grow up.
We
pussy.
Saw the one, because I saw it with people who wanted to go, but they, yeah. it was the big like kind of like, attraction of that movie was the first like 20 minutes was in 3D or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So
which
I saw
was.
That one. I saw part two of the Deathly Hallows okay. and drive through.
So
with
you've
a bunch
seen
of
the finish?
Yep. And the third Harry Potter movie I've seen is Troll.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
Okay,
because the family's name in it is Harry Potter.
Oh,
is that okay. I forgot that.
The dad is Harry Potter and the kid is Harry Potter Jr.
I'll be goddamned.
Huh. And they tried suing Harry Potter over that.
So you've seen 6, 8, and Troll.
Yep.
Very good.
I've seen 1, 2, and 3.
I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You've seen them already?
Not 8.
But you've already seen them.
I think so.
Fuck, I didn't know that. I thought you hadn't seen them and that's why
no.
you were boring. I'm like, give them back!
You're not getting them
I
back.
Want to watch the rest
you,
of them, although
you
I don't really.
Will not get them back until I have watched them. So you may not get them back.
All right.
But one, if that day ever comes, one, it's going to be a great day. Two, you're going to get your movies back. Three, I'm going to get pussy.
Number four, give us money.
Number four, give us money. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson. PayPal.me/SarahAnnSoft.
Pay for my secrets. Or
pay for your secrets.
Recommend more anime. Somebody give us. I know that, you know what? This always works. Every time always. We say the phrase, somebody give us money for, and give them the perfect recommendation.
It's the phrase that pays.
Everybody always does it. It yes. always works. Somebody always comes through with it. Just like when we ask somebody to pay for the double feature with our special discounted price.
Yep.
To do Fracture and Instinct or Fracture and Blades of Glory.
Yes.
This time I'm telling you that with all, if you're going to listen to one recommendation from us ever.
What do we need to do to put you in this car today?
Find the anime where they masturbate and throw their semen at each other as weapons.
You're going to need to narrow it down.
And pay us to watch that. Because yeah. I've seen that clip so many times.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's from.
Yeah.
And I want to watch where detectives fight bad guys by masturbating and yeah. throwing their semen at each other.
Someone's got like cum powers.
Yeah. They all have cum powers.
Oh, yeah. It's like a cum.
Kelly raised his hand.
It's like a cum-based anime.
Everything's dick with Kelly.
Yeah. It's dog dick this and dog dick that with you.
It's not even that.
It's down to my knees and I'm sitting down. I can't even sheath it anymore because it's too heavy.
I need a new sheath.
Hey, everybody. We're all getting new sheaths.
I was thinking I want a new sheath by Hugh Lewis in the news.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Have you done your gatekeeping or whatever we're calling it?
Housekeeping?
Your housekeeping.
No, I'm doing gatekeeping and I don't want...
Gaslighting?
The Gaslight, Gatekeep, Girl Boss, the 3 G's. But I'll do the same gatekeeping we usually do. Get pup play out of the furry fandom.
I agree. That is not accepted.
Got no time for that shit. Housekeeping. If you're on YouTube right now or can find your way to a YouTube, maybe you're already there listening to this. YouTube.com/@NotScottHenson. At least fucking subscribe. It's free.
Yay, and cowards.
Preferably click the join button, become a member for the $5, $10, or the correct $50 level. Just like Trump's Lil Smile did last week. Appreciate it.
Did we get a new hog?
That was the new hug. That was the new I don't hug. Think we have a new hug since then.
Yeah,
that was the
hug. Yeah, yeah, right.
And four more members, and we get one new emote, I believe. Woo!
Do
that'll,
it!
That'll get us to 40.
Do it.
I think that's last week related housekeeping from Smarch Madness. Two teams that we had listed as just having a live animal mascot and were disqualified do also have proper mascots.
Whoa.
I just choked on my own spit. That's always nice.
Yeah, spit.
I just choked on Kelly's own spit.
I like how disgusted Kelly was by that.
So we missed Colorado University.
Oh, I did know about that mascot. He was in last year.
He was. I remember seeing it with Chip the Buffalo. He's not bad.
He's not bad. I think he went to like the 16 maybe last year.
He's got like a big kind of cartoony head.
Yeah. Stupid face.
Silly face.
He's got a dumb fucking face.
He's got like just human hands with gloves and running shoes, which hurts. He's got a tail. Good. But yeah, just like the pant like legs just going down to a running shoe. Don't love it.
He doesn't have I fuck hard energy like the Utah Bull.
Absolutely not.
Bull.
Yeah, so he's okay, but he wouldn't have gone deep. He would have
eventually
lost to someone better. And then we also have...
Now that you've said it and I got a real glimpse out of the corner of my eye, I do remember seeing that last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my bad. I mean, also, they do have real animal mascots. So also,
it's all good.
Fuck both of you. You and the horse you rode in on.
That's fair. Those would be the two things to fuck. Adam. That would be, if I rode in a horse, it would be Adam. And then we have the Texas Longhorn Hook'em. Lame-ass name.
Lame-ass
name. Again, not a bad head, actually.
Kind of big, though, isn't
kind
it?
Kind of oversized, but again, the same kind of hands and feet.
Yeah, football player legs?
Football pants, and then, like, the furry leg coming out of it, but then just running shoes.
Also, he's wearing a hat, so he's out.
As we all know, hats automatic DQ.
Yeah.
And no tail. So, again, probably might have got a couple rounds depending on the opponents. Wouldn't have I can't imagine making beyond round of 16. That's last week's housekeeping. What's this week's housekeeping?
Did we say where to find ourselves on social media?
Absolutely not.
Sarah Softball's on Twitter or X. Instagram, Letterboxd, which is the most important one, Mastodon, and also
Truth Social.
I had to create
Parler.
I had to get a Discord for something, so now I have a Discord.
I think we might have someone making a Discord for us.
Oh, well, I got a Sarian Softpaws Discord now.
Adam is a friend.
I had to look it up I had to get it to look something up. Because it wouldn't let me do it without logging in, so I did that.
Was it porn?
It was not necessarily porn.
It could be interpreted as not porn.
I'm not PG Cums. You are PG Cums. Have to be porn in order for me to be aroused by it.
I don't know.
Kelly, I don't know if you heard this story, but a couple episodes on the podcast, Scott mentioned that there has been several times that he has masturbated himself to completion using his right hand.
Actually, usually left.
You're a lefty jerker?
Right hand mouse.
Hold up.
Right hand mouse.
This is a whole different conversation.
Right hand mouse.
Well, first of all, you don't need to constantly be clicking on things. You set up the things.
Drew, don't be. Like,
I have to scroll.
Some people have their.
I have to click.
They have the process.
I'm cum shaming.
I'm active.
I'm cum shaming Scott.
I'm active right now. But yes, please continue cum shaming.
I think if I tried to do lefty, I would pull my dick off by accident.
And throw it in the river.
Shockingly, my left hand is stronger than my right hand. No. Several episodes ago, Scott mentioned that he masturbates himself to completion with his left hand.
Sure.
To images that aren't necessarily considered pornographic.
Images or the written word.
Or the written word of things that are not pornographic.
Yes.
That are just, like, visually appealing.
but not necessarily any nudity or sexual activity happening.
Well, like a sunset or a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a nice sunset or like some kids playing on a beach, you know. But
it wasn't
a
that.
Member of the Thick Hog community referred to him by the name of PG Cums because he said he's masturbated to things that would be considered PG.
What I thought was a regular offhanded comment has now been bastardized into I only jerk off to G-rated material.
Whereas I need things that are so hardcore, they're actually
it's borderline
not
illegal.
Just 3Xs. anyways, PG Cums.
Yep.
That's your name. Don't wear it out.
That's my name. Please wear it out.
so I have a Twitter. Oh, you didn't say your handles. At Not Scott Henson.
At Not Scott Henson.
Also, Scoot's got a cameo.
And cameo.com/Scoot.
I found us a very nice Twitter living their best life opposed to our Creep of the Week.
Yeah, I've seen these. Twitter Creep of the Week has come up.
Yeah.
There's the dare I say G or PG rated counterpart.
Yeah.
Twitter living their best
life. This one's not PG.
Fair.
But they are living their best life.
Yeah, it's they're not a creep. They're maybe not the most mainstream type of person, but god damn it, they're living their best life.
Let me ask you this question, Kelly. What is one thing that you personally find very, I'm not necessarily saying sexually appealing, but one thing that you really like looking at? What's one thing you like looking at?
Like anything. In general?
Just anything.
Kids playing on the beach?
That's you.
Oh.
it can be something that you find sexually appealing, or you can... You know, like, I've been noted to like Latina women in the past, but now I'm not allowed, so I've moved on to Asian women.
Fair enough.
What are you?
Okay, just in general, like something in general?
Not necessarily sexual.
Just anything that you specifically like to look at.
I like to look at the rain outside.
Dogs outside.
I like that too, actually.
That's nice too.
Yeah, I like rain outside.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, PG Gums? And don't say kids on the beach, because everyone's expecting that.
People turning into animals.
Right, but not necessarily sexual.
But often sexual. But not necessarily. No, correct.
This guy or girl likes sexual horses, or cows.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
So I
who are we shouting out today? Whose followers are we going to double?
At Ventuduwustu. Ventuduwustu.
V-E-N-T-O.
D-W-U-S-T-U.
Ventuduwustu.
Maybe a girl, but also might just be a creep.
I mean, that's just one of the pictures.
That's the profile picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows? If they have a DeviantArt page.
Let's check it out.
No, we're going to do this first.
I see.
That's...
Now.
That's so upsetting. It's AI-generated art.
Yep. Of a bovine woman.
Anthropomorphic bovine woman being railed by... Andrew!
God.
Look at the hands.
Go back to the last one. The last one's nicer.
Or how about this one?
Oh, Jesus.
Look at those mommy milkers.
Those are some milkers. So they don't have udders.
No.
They usually do have huge, comically oversized tits.
Stop showing me that one.
There's a behind one from the middle
that we won't talk about,
which involves a bit of a spread. Two large cow cheeks are pulled apart while
I
like whatever would have been the AI prompt to make that picture.
Yeah,
guy pile driving cow woman while second cow woman looks on annoyed.
Who's this? That one's got udders.
That one's got an udder, okay.
That one's got udders.
And, like, it's got udders and tits.
I like that her dad's in the background
and her dad's
very upset.
Her cow dad is watching the background mad.
That one's not.
I like that one.
Here's this one. What am I... So this one is one almost like full bovine face.
Yeah.
With big ol' mommy milkers.
Of course.
And then a second girl.
Yeah.
Less bovined up.
Yeah.
Getting milk from mommy's milkers.
Milk.
There's another similar one.
There's another one. Yeah. Pretty good. I wish you could just scroll picture to picture, but... Now, oh, this one's got an extra surprise for you down there.
What's under that dress?
Gee, I wonder what those two round things hanging out.
I think that's one big udder.
Just under, one udder.
Yeah, just one teat.
All right, well, there's that too.
There's a POV getting jerked off
by Callie. Favorite sex position, POV. That's an
insult. Oh, boy, nah. That was not my fave.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I like that one a lot. That one's really funny. It's just... anyways, this person is very much... So they joined in November 2023.
Yeah.
They... I didn't look at their followers or following... I know I saw the numbers. I didn't look at...
Yeah.
So only following 7, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And just like anime morpher... I'm creating fetish transformation, weight gains.
Nice.
And then just Elon Musk.
I love it that Elon's in the mess. I probably followed 2 of those.
And then followers is a lot. Oh, it's just one. Oh, that's at zoo.
It's not a ton of followers, though.
No. Nope.
It's how? It was what? Was it 300?
340 or something like that?
It's double it. Double it. I'm going to check next week, and you better have doubled it.
Yeah, I didn't go through and see if there was any creeps.
That's, again, at Vento Dwustu. VentoDwus.
Just living their best life.
T-U.
Just living their best life.
So this is their DeviantArt?
Yes, it is.
What's the gallery look like? I'm thinking, oh, is it? Oh, you probably have to be logged in to see them because they're NSFW.
Give me a second.
Let me log into DeviantArt. God, every day I gotta log in to DeviantArt. Log out of DeviantArt.
Well, I think once you're logged in, Scott, I think you just stay logged in.
I log in with my login.
I don't know what my fucking DeviantArt password is. Do I even have a DeviantArt?
I definitely do. Well, Drew perhaps registers a DeviantArt account or tries to get in with something he might have. First try, no dice.
I guess I didn't have one, so I'm just going
to register.
Just going to real just quick. Don't worry, it won't take very long at all.
Should I pause?
No. I'm already here. What year was I born? 1968? Should I just fuck it up?
Should I show my pause? Kelly, check these out.
No, I don't. I just want to discover art. I don't need anything else. Ah! Mature mode. Just,
mature mode.
Just
I'm mature.
Do the thing.
Just let me see the fucking cow porn.
I don't want to pick them. Where's furry? Done. Done. Nude photography. I'm in.
It made Drew pick 3 like categories that he's interested in, and it was fantasy, nude photography, and I think naked photography. Here's the DeviantArt. Okay, looking good.
Hooves. Weird. I don't like the hooves.
I don't mind that there are hooves.
No. That's kind of weird. Okay, now we're back to feet, but not a cow.
Not a cow.
Just a woman.
This is the woman.
This is the before.
Oh, this is the before. Because it's definitely the same person as a cow in the other picture.
It's like a Mayan or Aztec woman. Yeah. Oh, hey, we're back to good one.
We found the good one.
There's another one.
Is the DeviantArt the same name, or do we need to shout out a different DeviantArt?
Same DeviantArt name, and they're a pro.
Ooh, they're paying for it, or someone is paying for it for them.
That's it. There's not a lot going on here.
All right,
they've only got a handful of them.
Excellent. Well, I see no better way to go from here than to preview WrestleMania 40. What do you think?
I'm just going
to
leave this up for everybody.
You're going to leave the gape up?
Yeah, the gaper.
I think that's rude of you.
Well, it's for everyone to
you're going to need the computer. You need to write down star predictions. Oh, okay. You didn't think you were doing work today?
I thought I was done being stat boy.
No.
Well, I'm going to look at this while I do WrestleMania. I got gotcha. You.
Go.
I almost got him.
Going to go half screen gape.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We got him.
All right.
So
We
can probably get Kelly to go through the card from memory, right? You want to start?
I think Kelly knows the whole.
You want to start rattling stuff off?
Let's see here.
Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior.
Nope.
No, don't be stupid, Drew.
No, it's opening is a tag match, which is, I believe, it's the Allied Powers, Lex Luger and Davey Boy Smith versus Genichiro Tenryu and Yuji Anno.
Yoji Anjo?
Yoji Anjo.
I like it.
Yeah.
And is that a match that happened?
No, it wasn't Yoji Anjo and Tenryu on.
Yeah, they were.
7 or 8?
I think Kitao and Tenryu.
Kitao and Tenryu.
Yeah, like Anjo did stuff in war with Tenryu.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. Okay, what else you got? Oh, he's giving me the Kitao. I'm going to poke you. I'm going to poke your eyes.
The Three Stooges. all I know is Roman Cody 2. And I think McIntyre Rollins?
Yep. You got the two title matches on day 2. Look at you.
All right. I forgot there was 2 goddamn days.
There's 2 goddamn days.
Jesus.
We're only going to watch it on one day, though.
Like, 2 days makes sense from a money standpoint.
Of course.
But I can't.
But not from a having to watch that much wrestling standpoint.
And do they still do, like, 5, 6, 7 hour shows?
No.
No, they're a lot tighter than they used to be.
Yeah, they're probably 4.
They're a little over 4.
What was the really long
one?
8 hours?
It was right before they went to 2 shows, like 2018-19. It was like easy 7, 8, 9 hours. Jesus. Just unacceptable.
I don't.
Because, there was that one we watched at Drew's.
Yes.
It just never ended.
Yeah. And like.
Did it have, was it 2019? Was it like Triple H, Seth Rollins? Yes. Is that one of the things?
And we missed it because of the.
Yeah,
because
and it got screwed up and we're like, let's go get food. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We'll come back. Yeah. There'll still be 7 hours of show. We're not missing anything. Yeah. And we didn't.
Yeah. So they've only announced 10. We're assuming there will be 14 by the time the show happens. We have a general idea of 3 of the remaining 4, and the 4th we're just going to take wild guesses.
If there is a 14th match, we really have, we looked at the roster of the WWE and we're like, what are they even going to do? But maybe they're not. Maybe either Cody Roman or the tag on day 1 is going to go super long and it'll be 6 matches one day, 7 the other. But right now, we're recording this on Thursday, so there is still a SmackDown, a Raw, and a SmackDown to go before Mania. But this is the last Monday. This is the last Monday to air before Mania, so we can't do it any later. So 10 are, as of right now, as of Thursday, the 28th, spoilers, peek behind the curtain, you're welcome. 10 matches are announced, 3 others are pretty much for sure, and that's what we know right
guess
now.
Guess on the last one.
Yeah.
We're going to go work our way to the main event on day 1, then we'll do the 2 main events on day 2.
Should we start with the unannounced and then do all kind of the lowest end
we
matches.
We can guess too. On the low ones. So one match that we assume is probably taking place that they've been setting up. So obviously they have the tag team tournament to determine a 6-pack ladder match at the show.
Yeah.
Where they've been doing tournaments on SmackDown and Raw. So the Raw side is done. The SmackDown one is down.
Will be done tomorrow.
Down to the semifinals, which will be done tomorrow on SmackDown.
I'm pretty sure I know what's up.
Which are Legado del Fantasma, which is Angel and Berto.
Yeah.
Which are Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo Kelly, which I know you know both of them very well.
You know the Garza family.
Taking on.
And Humberto's his cousin.
Taking on New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. He's no longer Butch. He is back to Pete Dunne.
He got debutched. That's
right. Yeah. Debutched. Which we think New Catch Republic is winning because of what the Phantasma guys will be doing.
Yes.
Then the other one is the Street Profits against A-Town Down Under of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. And we think that A-Town Down Under will be winning because
I think Street Profits are doing something else,
so
too.
So the first match we think based on that is the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. I wrote the match as Blacks versus Biggins. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain.
They're back.
Now, the long storied history of the Authors of Pain.
Okay. So one's from Surrey, British Columbia, I believe?
I think just one of them went to SFU
okay.
for football.
That's cool.
I don't know if he's actually from BC.
So they were signed and did some stuff in NXT and then some stuff on the main roster.
Yeah, they were up because remember they were with Seth for a while,
right?
And when he was doing his Monday Messiah. He's from Abbotsford, actually, and the other one is from the Netherlands.
Interesting. Abbotsford, BC, for the listeners, by the way. We got a local boy in the mix. So yeah, and they did some stuff, and
Indian,
and everyone sort of lost interest because who cares about the Authors of Pain?
Yeah.
So they were released in probably like a big 2019 or 20 call.
Future Endeavors.
They were 2020. September 2020.
So they came back on television or anywhere from having any matches in WWE. A few weeks ago,
Razor fought on a Bellator card.
Nice,
but he lost.
Yeah, they they maybe showed up a month, maybe towards 2 months ago. They probably had two matches on television.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and all of which, you know, in the last very recent while, they have been re-signed since summer 2022. And have not wrestled a match, done a thing, not a house show, not anything. They've been sitting home getting paid.
Ugh, that's the dream.
It is the dream.
It's crazy.
It really is. You're getting paid to work out.
Yeah. Year and it's a half.
The best.
Year and a half of nothing. Same as Harry Smith while ago.
Yeah. Eric Young.
Eric Young. Eric Young gets canonically killed. Murdered on TNA TV because he's never coming back because he's going to WWE.
To wrestle and then be an agent.
Goes to WWE, has zero matches for 8 months, goes back to TNA.
And it was all ruse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah. So that's a match we assume is going to happen.
Yes.
I'll be the first to say, I think this match is going to be horrible.
Who gives a shit?
This is going to suck.
Here's the only reason.
Three guys on one team are terrible.
Yeah, one whole team is bad.
So how are you going to have a good match?
Yeah.
I think the Blacks win.
I think the Blacks win and end the fucking feud. My only question is this match even worth putting on WrestleMania, or they do it maybe on like
SmackDown?
On SmackDown next week or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or
I don't know.
Or a pre, no, they don't really do pre-show.
They don't anymore. Do pre-show matches anymore.
Kelly, would you like to guess Biggins or Blacks?
Biggins or Blacks, where do you stand?
Where are the teams?
Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, yeah. And Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. With Paul Ellering and Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yes.
Probably Authors of Pain and Karrion Kross.
I was going Biggins.
I'm going Blacks.
I'm going to go...
One and one half stars.
One and one half from Scott's.
You can say five.
You can say whatever you want, Kelly.
I'll say two.
Two?
Big Karrion Kross fan.
Yeah. I'm going to go one.
Okay.
I think Scott highballed it, and Kelly definitely
and Kelly was being ridiculous.
So again...
the Street Profits are good.
The Street Profits are good.
Cool, the Street Profits are good, and Lashley's pretty good. But
there was...
The problem is the other three are terrible.
Was it 2 years ago...
Where we lowballed that multi-tag man and it was actually really good.
Yes. Yeah, with the Street Profits. Yeah. It was like very short.
Where Chad gave us the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Was that
when
was
he
that?
Chaos Theory?
Was that the same match?
Was it not?
Yeah, that was.
Wow, what a fucking match!
When he fucking Chaos Theoried the biggest guy in the match with ease.
Yeah,
and he did it to Gunther too. Watch him do it to Gunther.
And did the Street Profits maybe do like a giant like
a huge
doomsday blockbuster?
Thing, yeah. Yes.
And Montez got like he jumped off screen.
He jumped like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah,
yeah.
He did like a here's a reference. He did a Super Nintendo WWF Raw like super Springboard, finisher. Yeah. They had to put in a code for the 1-2-3 kit. The 1-2-3 kit.
All four things.
Exactly.
Based off of the tag team elimination, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We think there's going to be an 8-man tag of Latinos.
Now, how are you
going
to write this down? Because this is Mexicans versus Mexicans.
Well, I just wrote Latinos, but I was going to do Puerto Ricans and Americans versus Mexicans.
Right.
But I guess Dom's American, so it doesn't really work.
Yeah, which side is more Latino?
Well, you got a Mexican, and an American. The other side, you've got
good.
A Puerto Rican, an American. Let's face it, Rey Mysterio is fucking American. A Mexican and a Filipino-American.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the bad guys are the
heels are
Latinos.
More Latino.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to win.
So it's going to, in theory, it will be
the LWO.
Santos Escobar.
This is not the LWO, sorry.
Santos Escobar, Berto, Angel, and Dom Mysterio.
Yeah.
Against Rey Mysterio, Carlito. Yes, Carlito's employed, Kelly.
thank you.
Rey Mysterio, yeah. Carlito, Cruz del Toro, and Joaquin
Phoenix.
Wild, who is DJ Zima.
And
oh, really?
Yeah. And Cruz.
Who's Mexican in this?
What? Yeah.
Or he's not, a Latino in this not and not Filipino. Filipino.
Look, what are Filipinos if not the Mexicans of Southeast
Asia?
They're
Spaniards. They were jungle people who were raped by Spaniards, and that's where we are. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know that it fucking matters.
I don't think it does. I think Ray beat Dom last time, yeah. So Dom beats Ray this time. And they're more Latino, so the heels win.
I'm gonna go with faces because you gotta have some fun, and faces.
You know what?
Always
I also like
have
fun.
So I'm gonna go Ray's team. Okay, heels or faces? Santos Escobar is Elephant.
Hijo del Hijo Fantasma.
Yeah,
from Lucha Underground.
No, King Corno.
King Corno, pardon me.
I like King Corno.
Yeah.
And this is like the actual show. This isn't like...
We don't know. This is the one we're speculating.
Maybe it happens. Maybe this doesn't... Maybe
we have to think that in theory, there's going to be at least three more matches, if not four. And based on the storylines they've done...
Stuff they're doing.
This seems like a thing they would do. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, watch, they'll just do Ray Dom again.
That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
Who won the last between Ray
so
and Dom?
Ray
beat
last.
Dom.
Is he going to go over on another Mania?
You know what? I'm changing my pick. I can't do it because I think Ray will give him the win back.
I think so, yeah.
I think Ray will give him the win back.
I'll go in heels.
Yeah. I'm going to be optimistic because I think everybody in this match is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, the worst guy is Carlito.
And even Carlito's not bad. Carlito's still pretty decent. So I'm going to go three. I think I'm going to go three on this one.
Three is not bad. I will go. I think
you will steal my three.
I think it will get no time and as a result be 2¾.
I will say the same.
Perfect.
Kelly's enacting his one steal.
So the other one, based on things that happened on SmackDown last week, we kind of think it'll be women's tag team title match of Kairi Sane and Asuka defending against Naomi and Bianca Belair.
Drew, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you're writing down the shorthand for this matchup.
I just wrote women's tag.
Oh.
I didn't write racist things. I mean, when I messaged you, I said...
I believe you referred to
Japs versus Flashy Blacks.
That is what you said.
Yeah.
I was just wondering...
I'm not going to say that. So.
If that was coming
So
back.
Yeah, so Asuka...
So to be clear, you're not going to say that.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, good.
So I
don't think you should.
Unless they add a third or fourth... Like, unless they make it a four-pack.
I guess they could dump a bunch of other women.
They did make it kind of obvious that it would... Because, like, Damage Control is four people.
Four
people, and they beat up two people. So I really think it's going to be two teams. That's it.
Yeah. If you just want to get more people on the card, you can throw in Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Although Shayna Baszler is busy doing Bloodsport, which is pretty cool.
Or you just do Natalya and Tamina, the team that always is just a thing.
Of course. Or Liv Morgan and whatever the fuck she's doing. Sonya Deville, if she's still a pro wrestler.
I don't know.
But
about Ash by Elegance? Are going to bring her back? Mickey James, she could do something.
You know, let's get Mickey
Lita
James
and Trish Stratus. They could be a team.
100%.
I think
Nia Jax by herself because she's fat.
That's true. I think Asuka and
Kairi.
I think Asuka and Kairi retain.
Yes.
And I think it'll be good because everybody in the match is really good. Like Naomi's the worst one, and she's not.
And she's
bad.
All right. She's the best Funkadactyl.
Well, that is a bold statement.
She's in my top two Funkadactyls.
But poor Cameron getting number two.
Kelly, how do you rank the Funkadactyls? Think hard.
I don't remember.
How do you rank Tons of Funk?
Yeah. Oh, that was him and Tensai.
And Tensai, yeah.
Nice.
I like not changing his name back from Tensai.
Yeah,
he was no longer Lord Tensai.
Yeah,
he was just. Tensai.
Did he sort of morph into Sweet Tea though? Or did I make that up?
I guess he did.
Okay.
I guess he was Sweet Tea at some point.
Yeah. Head trainer.
Japanese women or African American women? I mean, one's Asuka and Kairi Sane, and the other one is Bianca Belair. And
who are the heels?
Japanese.
It's probably going to be the Bianca Belair and Naomi.
I am going to vote for, and shocking that he didn't, Kelly's girlfriend, Asuka.
I believe I'll vote for a third party candidate. I'm voting Natalya and Tamina.
Ooh, no.
I think it'll be better than the Latino World Order match.
It could be pretty good.
I'm gonna go 3 3/4. I think it's got real good potential.
3 1/4. I'm saving myself for marriage.
Sure.
And for after I see Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, everyone, that match is really good.
So yep.
Yeah.
3.5.
Split the difference.
Watch Kelly be right.
Son of a bitch.
So that's all the match. That's the match.
Those are all the pretend matches.
If
real ones.
If there's another match, we had speculated that it might be like a Jade Cargill something. But
apparently Jade is debuting on SmackDown tomorrow.
Well, Kelly, she only did the Royal Rumble and that was it.
They immediately took
her off TV because they were so concerned about how little she actually knew how to wrestle based on their standards that they were like, okay, she can be in a match where there's like a 20 other women around her and she can just do power stuff and get eliminated, but she's not wrestling.
But it's so funny they didn't know that from the start.
I don't know. Maybe they just looking at TV, like if they actually had seen her wrestle, that they were like, oh, on, you know, she looks serviceable on TV. Then they get her to the PC and they're like, oh, she can't run the ropes.
She can't do anything.
She can't do back rolls.
Because like right when they got her, she was all over TV.
Yeah,
she was on Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
She's the number one free agent in the market
every week
for
3 weeks, and then she disappeared.
Yeah. The thing is with her is they are going to protect her like with every Secret Service member they have because she's like one of the hottest women in the world, but she's also like super athletic. She's got like a great look to her. She's different than what they have.
Yeah.
She's big.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to protect her like crazy because we had said in the car, oh, maybe they'll do her versus Nia. And it's like, there's no fucking...
God, I hope they do her.
There's no better way to ruin Jade Cargill than her first singles match is at WrestleMania against the worst women's wrestler you have in the company.
I just hope that she's been so bad in the Performance Center.
They've already given up
on her. Obviously, God willing, they've also given up on Nia Jax. Throw them out there on a giant stage. Have them do one of the worst matches.
Brock Goldberg.
Have them
for the first Brock
2004
Goldberg.
Brock Goldberg, not awesome 2017 Brock Goldberg. And fire them both afterwards.
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
So yeah, those are the three we speculate on. Maybe there's a Jade Cargill thing. Maybe there's like a random mid card thing because they have
the only thing
Ricochet.
Yeah, and is some like a Raw mid carders four way with like Ricochet, JD McDonagh, Nakamura, and Andrade
or something
is the best I can figure.
Yeah, I really don't know.
How about Cameron Grimes? Is he getting much play?
I mean, he's on the roster. How about Odyssey Jones? How about Omos? What's Omos gonna do?
He was in the Rumble.
What about Joe Gacy?
I mean, could you use Joe Gacy? Whoever, but
just having a series of the worst gimmicks of all time in NXT because someone is clearly like someone hired him just to be mean to him.
Yeah,
which
I'm fine with it.
Which I would have guessed.
I'm here for it.
If Vince was still there, I'd say him because that's his move. But there's someone still in power who does not like Joe Gacy. Yeah.
So there's as it stands right now, there's only three matches that have been allocated days.
Oh, and
That's the tag first day and the two title matches second day.
Oh, that's all they've announced for days.
Everything else is still up in the air. Oh, I think last year they didn't do it until like a couple days before. So I'm just going to go down the card from the least important on to the main event of the first day. Then we'll do the two title matches.
Yeah.
So U.S. title three-way. Of current champion Logan Paul against Kevin Owens and Randall Keith Orton.
Yeah,
I was like, "Who's Randall?" I'm like, oh, okay,
Randall Keith Orton.
You really threw me off the radar. Randall.
It's a weird match for Orton to be in.
It was supposed to. It started as just Logan versus Orton.
Yes,
And then I think they remembered...
Oh, Kevin's got to do something.
That Kevin Owens has nothing to do and is one of their best wrestlers and should probably do something.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good. I think it'll be a little messy because Logan has only done Spotfest, multi-mans, and singles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So putting them in a three-way...
Interesting.
You could have a worse three-way of two opponents than Orton and Owens, who are both very competent in the ring.
They're pros.
And
they're
can put shit together.
Yeah.
But I feel like it might be overwhelming to be on WrestleMania in a three-way. Like, to have your first match with more than one or just, like, a Spotfest-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll be fine, though. He just doesn't.
I'm sure he will be.
I mean, he's the greatest wrestler of our generation.
I mean, 100%.
I hate that.
I hate that.
I know.
Too.
It's the worst.
Because it's like, yeah.
But he's
so upsetting.
He's kind of the perfect representation of what Vince wanted the PC to be.
True.
Yeah.
Honestly. No wrestling experience and, like,
just come in, be
a
awesome.
Fucking incredible athlete.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
I love that Logan Paul is better than every fucking college athlete they've signed.
Yeah, that's a thing, though, is, like, I think because Paul was such a big wrestling fan.
Yeah, it's
fan,
because he likes wrestling and not as just some guy who's like, maybe I can make money doing this.
There's some random, very attractive Asian woman who I follow on Instagram.
Oh, I fucked her.
And
I watched Harry Potter.
I followed her before any of this happened.
I actually followed her before that and I fucked her.
And then one day I saw her Instagram story that she was going to the PC for tryouts, but then, like, you know, you go through her stories, whatever.
Yeah.
And she'd literally never seen wrestling before.
Yeah. It's,
and she was just a fitness model who I was like, she's super hot, so I'm going to follow her.
Sure.
But, like, she'd never seen wrestling before. And now I think she's getting signed.
Yeah.
But she's saying, like, oh, this great journey. And I, like, wanted to message her and say, like, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Wrestling is a fucking disease. Do not do it. Stay with what you're doing. You're going to be happier.
You're going to make so much more money.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be more, love your life a lot more if you don't go and do, like, 2 years of wrestling training and then just get released.
Yeah. Not even 2 years.
I mean, yeah, true. There's people on NXT that have less than a year experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, like, Logan Paul is literally the definition of what Vince wanted the PC to be the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just, you're super athletic and we can make you do the thing we want to do. Like, what's going to happen in 5 or 6 years when all of those NXT people have been released and have to go out on the indies?
Great question.
Right? Because, like,
I mean, most, as we've said, like, most homegrown WWE guys who get released never wrestle again.
Elias is having his first match.
Apparently he had an okay match with Mike Bailey.
All right. Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you think, like, even guys like Massey and Mansoir, they had wrestled before they got to WWE, just not very much.
Yeah.
But they at least had wrestling training. But, like, all these random, and now I'm not saying it's just because they're women, but all of these random ass gymnast women that they hire, they get, like, a year or 2 years of training and then are gone. Like, they're never going to wrestle again.
No.
I mean, unless they're just based on their looks, but, like, they have no actual wrestling training. They know how to do the steps, and they know how to hit their three spots.
Mm.
Like, that's what the PC is.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. Anyways.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton. I still think Logan Paul retains.
Yeah,
I think he's too important to, like, the promotional material and the grander scheme of WWE to have him take the title off him. I think what ends up happening is we get an Orton-Owens feud out of this.
Yeah.
Orton goes heel. Orton's bad now.
Yeah, you could do. Okay.
And then they just
do
an Orton Owens feud out of this. Like, that's kind of
I
think it is.
They could do a Randy's bad now. For some reason, I'm leaning Randy. I don't have a good reason, but I'm going to say it.
Because Randy wins sometimes.
Randy does win sometimes. Yeah. And Owens never wins.
Owens never wins. But maybe him and his best friend can both win on the same show, and then they can do a Eddie Guerrero and Redacted.
And then they can both die within 3 years?
I mean, if that's the way it's got to go, that's the way it's got to go.
Rules are rules.
So you're going Randy. I'm going Logan.
I probably would also go Logan. I just don't see him, even at Mania, dropping it. Like,
This may be obvious, and you guys may be right, and I may be stupid. That's on the table.
Well, we are going different answers, and usually that's what happens to you, because...
That's true.
Whenever... I feel maybe I'm alone in this, and I...
Do you feel like you're alone in the world?
Yes.
Because you're not. You have people who love you.
but, like, I... love Kevin Steen.
Yep.
I've always loved him. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when he's like, usually when guys go to the WWE, I just stop watching because they just get turned into this thing I hate.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Steen stayed pretty cool.
Steen has stayed pretty cool, but there's still watching him wrestle in WWE kind of still is like, because he has to do stunners all the time.
Yeah.
I feel he's doing just like,
Cosplay
kind of.
Yeah.
And it's like be him. But like, who's fucking taking, you know, Trapper Keepers and all that shit, right? I mean, like, not that you have to do that thing to be good, but like, or to be Kevin Steen, but like, I don't know. It just, I feel like every guy is a watered down version of himself.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's just the WWE product.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And it's
you know, sad. I was saying to Scott earlier that, do you know that AJ literally said he cannot do the spiral tap anymore?
Not surprised.
Because he said, I'm like almost 100 pounds more than I was before.
That's insane, but I believe it.
And he's like, my body just doesn't do that.
Like, it doesn't understand like, how to do it anymore. I
physically do twists in the air like that.
Yeah.
So he's like, I will probably never do a spiral tap again. Yeah. But that's because
you gotta get bulk up, buddy.
Yeah. Like,
you've seen how gigantic AJ is. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We saw the Rumble, he was fucking massive.
Those lats.
And we thought like, no, it wasn't him. It was
Orton too.
Orton was also jacked. Yeah. Orton took a fucking clothesline. We thought he tore his neck or whatever. It was
Now, speaking of gigantic, Kelly, have you seen Kevin Owens' son?
Oh, he's a beast.
Owen?
Owen. Owen Owens.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, he's fucking huge. Yeah. How old is he? Like,
he's 6'7".
Yeah. 6'7".
I think he's like 15, he's 14?
6'7", 350 pounds, 8 years old.
Owen Owens. I said the same joke. Huh? Very funny.
Hey, you're as funny as Twitter.
Yay.
Way to go.
Yeah, I think he's like 14, and apparently he wants to start training wrestling already.
He's got the size.
He's got the fucking size, and he's got the dad.
What?
Looks like a dork.
It's a good thing Vince is gone, because he hated his dad.
Yep.
Do we give star ratings in this?
I'm going to give it a 4. I think I'm going to aim cautiously.
I think they'll do lots of fun stuff. I was thinking 3 3/4. Could be 4.
Well, you said 4. 3 3/4.
I did say 3 3/4, and I stand by 3 3/4.
That's what you said.
Fine.
Fine.
I'll also say 4.
I was going to say 5.
I'm going to put down 5.
So next up is the third brother versus brother match to take place on a WrestleMania.
I want to say yes.
Owen, Brett, Matt, Jeff, Jimmy, Jay.
Yep.
Jimmy versus Jay.
What about Taker Kane?
Oh my God! How did we forget Taker Kane?
Shane Stephanie, did that happen?
Shane versus Stephanie. Brother versus brother. I'm writing that down. I like it.
Jimmy versus Jay. I knew it was coming, but I also feel like I just didn't pay enough attention to know that it was important. So I'm just going to say Jay because he's main event Jay and Jimmy is kind of like a lackey in...
Who's the DOI?
Both.
Oh, but like, Jimmy
has
more?
Jimmy has a little more. I think Jimmy has
It's like Jimmy's 7 to Jay's 4. Yeah,
something like that.
But they love it. They can't stop doing it.
No.
They're calling them the male Tammy and Sitch.
Jay is married to Naomi?
Yes.
Yeah. And Jimmy's married to a non-wrestling woman?
And Jimmy's married to Shane McMahon.
Nice.
Brother.
He's married to Stephanie's brother. Is he married to Shane's brother? Stephanie.
I'm going to go 3. Jay. I mean, big Jay gets the win because he's main event Jay.
I hope it's better than the last real brother versus brother because Matt and Jeff sucked.
Yeah.
And if it's better than the brother versus brother before that, it'll be one of
Kane
the best.
Digger.
Yes. Mm. It'll be one of the best Mania matches of all time.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think it'll fall somewhere in between.
I think it will fall solidly between two of them.
You going Jay or Jimmy?
I'm going Jimmy for the... for the reasons you said, but the opposite.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. Because Jay's almost too far ahead of Jimmy to just continue being so.
Sure.
So they'll give Jimmy the win. Jay's face, Jimmy's heel, by the way.
I'll say Jimmy.
Heemy.
Heemy.
Heemy also.
And I'm going to go 3.25. I'm going to put it a little higher than I think it'll be, and then I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, that feels about right. I'm going to...
Disappointed!
I'm going to use my one steal and also say 3.25.
Okay, that feels that's your about one steal?
Right, yeah.
No more steals? Everybody heard that? Scott's not allowed to steal anymore.
I would never. I can't believe I did once.
I will say 3.
Okay.
And like, I don't know how I feel about that match.
About people, about Pacific Islanders?
No.
No!
Just like, because Jimmy and Jay, like, they had that really great tag match with Sammy and
KO.
Yep.
But again, like, Jimmy and Jay, I've only ever seen them do one thing.
Super kicks.
Yeah.
Like, I know, and they can do more. I've seen them do more.
Splashes.
But, like, what, like, yeah, what are they going to do? Like, I mean, and the thing is, though, I know they can do more.
Yeah. Sure. I'm sure it'll get announced as, like, a street fight, maybe.
Yeah. And, like, I've always...
I think they'll put a stip on it between now and Mania.
Probably.
And that was, like, my one criticism of the tag match last year is, like, you guys are, like, I understand... Do it, like, getting over just doing, like, the basic stuff, and you guys don't have to change your thing, because why work harder when you can work smarter kind of thing, all that kind of stuff. But it's fucking WrestleMania. You don't want to maybe do a little bit more?
Be cool. Yeah,
You're just doing everything you've always done.
And it's cool, like, stuff. You know, like, Sammy's doing his Generico spots. Yeah. Owens is doing his Steen spots.
Yeah.
And the Usos are doing super kicks.
Yeah.
And then their counter is a super kick.
Yeah.
And their double team move is super kick.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people like to complain about the super kick not meaning anything and blah, blah, blah. That's where I find when you do it that many times in a match, what's the fucking point?
Yep, yeah. I agree.
But anyway, I mean, whatever. It's the super
kick. Next up is Let Me Talk To Ya. Yeah. You got LA Knight.
Okay, I was like, is that an LA Knight thing?
And AJ Styles.
That's okay.
Here's the thing. AJ has had an interesting career in WWE. And
we're 8 years in, by the way.
And has never had a good WrestleMania match.
AJ, this...
Despite... The opponents he's been given. Now, granted, one of those was a tag match with Omos, right?
Yeah, you can't win them all. But this will be AJ's 8th WrestleMania match. Yeah. He's had a Mania match every year since 2016, except one, I think.
Yes.
And I'm going to predict the future and say, even including this year's match, his best of his 8 Mania matches will still be Stephanie McMahon's brother, Shane. That's his best Mania match.
So he did... Edge at 38.
Average.
Orton at 30. I'm going, this is a ranker list. I'm not going year by year.
Okay.
Orton at 35.
Average.
Did
it have a cool finish?
Shinsuke Nakamura at 34.
Disappointing!
Him and Omos versus The New Day at 37.
Yep.
I don't even remember that. I'm pretty sure.
I remember him and Omos winning the tag titles. I couldn't have told you it was against
AJ Undertaker, the gimmick stuff.
Yeah, which was fun for gimmick stuff. It might be his second best, honestly.
Chris Jericho at 32.
Also disappointing.
And then Shane McMahon at 33.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. It was great.
Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Meltzer gave it 4 stars.
Yeah, because it was fucking good.
The cage match is 7.7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... LA Knight is pretty basic.
Like, he's very basic.
He's technically sound.
He's fine.
But he's very basic. And AJ's like 100 pounds heavier than him. Like you said. Literally, like, you know, 80 pounds or
he
whatever.
He can't put his arms down.
So I think it's going to be pretty mediocre.
I can't see it being better than the Edge match, which was just okay.
Yeah.
What's LA's Knight finisher? Stone Cold Bottom? Or
It's the Stone Cold Bottom.
Stone Cold Bottom.
Yeah.
It's actually, he can only do it if it's a double team where he gets the guy in the stunner, but also rock bottom and he hits the ropes and the other guy's laying on the ground. So he like does it in and then also does a leg drop.
That sounds right.
There's no reason to think that LA Knight's not winning.
LA Knight's winning.
AJ winning doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Whereas like LA Knight at least is still their guy sort of.
Yeah. LA Knight's done this magical thing where he's like walked the line and like cracked the code where you can just completely rip off Steve Austin and The Rock while The Rock is there.
Well, 1998 nostalgia, Scott. That's the
and nobody gets mad at you or like calls you on it.
Why would you get mad?
I don't know. I was gonna say more power to him. He figured it out. I couldn't have done it.
Kelly, AJ, LA.
I'll probably say LA because they're so hot on him right now. So
I mean, he's the new he's the new face of Slim Jims.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Good for him.
I'm gonna go low. I think it'll be bad. I'm gonna go two and.
I'm going 2 3/4
Half. Oh.
I almost, I was almost an accidental second steal, but I got it in time.
Yeah. I'm 1.5, 2 3/4, Kelly.
5.
Nice.
That's fine. You can say,
no, I'm not saying 5.
Grow up, Drew. Jesus.
Come on. I'll say a respectably whatever 2.
A gentleman's 2.
Our master. Kyun.
I, Tetsu. Now lead.
So next up, we got the 6-pack ladder match, tag team title, undisputed match.
4 teams we know and 2 teams we think.
We think we know. So the tag champions are Finn Balor and Damian Priest of the Judgment Day. They are going up against hashtag do it yourself, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa versus the awesome truth of The Miz and R-Truth.
Yeah.
Versus the New Day of Kofi and Xavier Woods because the other guy's never wrestling again. Against New Catch Republic of Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate and A-Town Down Under of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
We think.
We think. This batch could be fucking great.
There's a lot of good people.
It could be a mess. Don't know. Well, here's the thing. R-Truth and The Miz kind of suck. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller kind of suck.
Yeah.
The other teams, can the other 3 teams hold together?
4.
4 teams hold together? Sure.
It's 4-2, good to bad.
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
I mean, the New Day are kind of a little bit past their prime.
I guess.
Kofi is all. Kofi's like, I like Kofi, like.
He's lost a step.
I don't know about what's.
Consequences.
I don't think I've ever. He's barely. I feel like he's barely.
It was a lot of Kofi and Big E.
Yeah.
And then he just did the trombone.
I feel like he had a lot of runs where he was hurt for a long time and fucked Paige.
Yeah.
That was
great. But I liked him as when he was Consequences Creed, he was fine.
Yeah.
Fine. But I don't know if he's still. But again, he's also like another 100 pounds overweight.
Yeah, he's really big.
Because he's jacked.
He's pretty thick. Yeah.
So I don't know if he's.
But that's because there was so much time where they didn't use him.
Yeah.
Because when Kofi was hurt, him and Big E barely did anything together.
Yeah.
And then when Big E got hurt originally, then Kofi also got hurt. Then Woods was a singles wrestler. He won King of the Ring.
Yeah.
But then they didn't do anything with him. Then he got hurt.
Stayed home and got jacked.
Yeah, it's a weird situation.
There is no better way to get in shape than to get hurt in the WWE.
I mean, 100%.
If you want to get gigantic, like cartoonishly gigantic, get hurt have an extended injury in WWE, and you will come back with 100 pounds of pure muscle strapped to your frame.
And get your contract extended without your consent.
Correct.
Yeah,
I hope you don't want to leave.
The Judgment Day are losing. Just don't know who they're losing to.
That is exactly where I'm at.
I think the very unfortunate answers.
Awesome Truth.
Or A-Town Down Under.
So one of the bad
teams. I think one of the 2 bad teams might. Because R-Truth and The Miz is kind of like a fun, like.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves R-Truth.
Yeah.
Like he's so ridiculous and fun and silly. Like that's a fun one. A-Town Down Under, everybody's going to be so mad about it.
If Vince was booking, it would be them.
Yeah. I it's really hard. I say without a shadow of a doubt, the Judgment Day are losing the titles.
I agree.
But which of the other 5 teams wins?
I would love to say they like do something with Bait and Dunn or DIY, but if I'm having to put money where my mouth is, I'm gonna say they're gonna give.
I'll put something where your mouth is.
They're going to give Truth his WrestleMania moment.
That's what I'm kind of thinking,
too. I'm going awesome Truth. The Miz is going to win a title at WrestleMania 2024.
I mean, he won a title.
I mean, he was the world champion 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. He was the defending. No.
Not at Mania.
Not at Mania.
But close to Mania.
Close to Mania. Okay. Do you have an opinion? DIY are baby faces, Awesome Truth are baby faces, New Day are baby faces.
I mean,
Catch Republic are baby faces, and A-Town Down Under are heels.
I want to say A-Town Down Under just because it seems like something they would do.
It does.
But yeah, the whole like give Miz his WrestleMania R-Truth, because he's never had one.
And because he had that horrible injury to like last his year
leg,
before.
Leg fell out
of his leg. His leg fell out of his leg.
Yeah. So
we're all going to Awesome Truth.
We're all going to Awesome Truth. Nice.
Ratings?
I want it to be 4 or more, but it's going to be 3.75.
Okay. Kelly?
I'm going to keep my expectations low.
Okay, that's good.
I say 2.75.
Whoa.
2.75. Okay.
Room for improvement, guys.
I'm going to do the opposite of Kelly.
5.5.
Because I feel like ladder matches, even when sloppy.
I didn't realize.
So it is ladder match.
Oh, okay. Then I will change mine.
You're allowed one emergency change.
What's your emergency change?
I will say, let's bump it up to 3.75.
3.25. I'm going to be very optimistic because I feel like even when it is ladder matches, it's kind of sloppy. It's still pretty good.
It could be.
There is a lot of really good
people. There's lots of good folks in it, yeah.
It could be
4.5.
I would imagine that Dunn's going to do some mean stuff. Bate's going to do some big, strong boy stuff.
Yeah.
DIY are both awesome. I mean, even though the New Day are kind of old now, they're still great. And Balor and Priest are great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Miz and R-Truth will be there.
They will also be there.
I'm going to go 4.
Okay.
You're going to put it the same as the three-way U.S. title. Then you got the Intercontinental title of the longest reigning IC champion ever of Gunther Stark. Sorry, just Gunther. Defending.
Oh, the Nazi?
Defending against Sami Zayn.
Oh, the Arab?
The Arab.
Who am I supposed to?
French-Canadian Arab.
Who am I supposed to cheer for?
A third person.
The Nazi.
The Nazi.
Obviously.
So, yeah, Gunther's held the title for
100 years. This is his 100th year as champion.
I expected you to know, Scott, because you know everything.
670?
It's really hard to use the computer around the fucking microphone being in my
face. These big, strong paws.
These big, strong paws, aren't they? But then I killed my son. it's
like, at the moment. That didn't happen in the movie.
Yes, it did.
I love his misremembering.
At the moment, he is at 657 days as of recording.
So, Mania Day 1 would take us another 9 days. So 666, number of the beast.
Oh shit.
Damn.
$1 million. Who did he win it from?
Ricochet.
Damn it. You're on fire today.
I'm
Percy Pringle.
I know so many weird. Yeah. Actually, two have been guesses. This one I kind of knew.
Okay.
But
Percy Pringle, Dan Castellan.
Yeah, those two were guesses.
And Ricochet.
That's big wild. Day.
Go buy a lottery ticket right now. Drive to the U.S., get one of those Powerballs right now.
The Mega Millions that I bought a couple weeks ago when we were there, that was $730 million.
Yeah. Is this your way of telling us you won $730 million?
Guys, I won $730 million U.S. dollars. We're all getting the surgery.
No.
Oh.
What are we getting?
We're getting those super high-end fursuits, like that Japanese guy with the collie fursuit. We're getting those, but then we're also getting the surgery. And then we walk around in the suits, and people are like, yeah, that's a cool suit and all, but I bet you're still a nerd under there. And then pop off that head, even better looking. And then you go live in the woods. That's what $730 million gets you. Anyway, so I won that, and we're doing that. But say I didn't. I don't think that lottery has been won yet, and it's over $1 billion.
Yeah, it's over. I remember hearing that.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We're going tonight.
I think we should go. I guess it's national. I'll be in the United States tomorrow through Tuesday.
Get one in Vegas.
So I'll fucking get one.
Gambling.
It'd be funny if that was the only
debt consolidation.
If that, the only gambling I do in Vegas is buy one lottery ticket. That's the move.
I think Sammy is ending Gunther's reign of terror.
I think so too.
I think that's the moment. Whether or not Sammy keeps that title for more than a month.
More than a day.
Who's to say? But I'm going to go with Sammy.
I think they'll have as many good plans for Sammy after he wins this title
as
they did for Sammy and Owens after they won the tag titles last year.
Yeah, when they lost them to Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso for like a week.
Yeah.
Like almost immediately, it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sammy.
Sammy.
Sammy?
Sammy.
4.5.
Jesus Christ, right off the fucking bat. I'm going to enact my one Scott stole it from me because I actually typed 4.5 next to my answer first. So Scott is stealing my answer.
It's on the record.
Kelly, star rating for this.
4.75.
Ooh, Kelly. Big boy.
Kelly Lillian Summers.
He's a big boy.
Well, I love both of those guys. So they better fucking do it.
I agree they better do
it. I think they will. And I think as long as there isn't like Imperium shenanigans, but I would imagine that Owens will come down and fight them probably.
Could do that.
Yeah,
who knows?
That's bad. So we got the the Women's
Boo.
World Championship.
Wrestle somewhere else.
Rhea Ripley defending it against... What happened there? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Are you going to pick up a bag of Doritos off the floor with your feet again?
Never going to live that. Your emphysema startled me and I kicked over my empty big dumb cup.
Rhea Ripley defending against the Women's Elimination Chamber winner, Becky Lynch. Who I think I heard only has 2 months left on her contract.
To live?
On her contract.
She'll resign.
Yeah, but I've heard that Endeavor's doing things differently.
Okay.
That Endeavor's doing it like...
They're sending people to their future of Endeavor?
Their futures of Endeavoring them. Mm. That they're letting people's contracts expire before they negotiate with them.
That's odd.
Because I guess it's a way of like, well, listen, like without us, you don't have a job.
Except there's another company that will give you lots of money.
Yeah, but they can't sign everybody.
I think they can.
And I think there are a lot of people that are more loyal. I don't know.
They're paying Mercedes Moné $75 billion a year.
To get injured in her third match and then be out for a year?
That'll be funny.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
They're calling her Girl CM Punk.
They're calling her a woman's wrestler.
Fair.
I don't know. I mean, how long has Rhea had the fucking title for?
Exactly 1 year.
There you go.
Beat Charlotte last year. In a shockingly great match.
Great match.
Absolutely shocking.
So good.
Becky's better. Here's the thing. Here are two true statements. Becky is much better than Charlotte. This match will be worse than Rhea versus Charlotte. I don't know why that is, but it is a truth.
I don't see
because
it.
Rhea and Charlotte overachieved.
Yes.
And this one probably won't.
This will regular achieve.
And they're going to feel like we have to top what we did match last year.
And they'll blow it, and it'll be 3.5.
I don't know who wins. I really don't know if I have an opinion.
If Becky was hotter, not looks-wise, but popularity-wise, if she was at like peak Becky popularity, then yeah. But Rhea's more popular than her.
Yeah.
Really thank you for the gape picture.
You're welcome.
What's Kelly doing?
Getting a
boner? Are you gonna do?
Are you disarming her?
Are you gonna do a German suplex and land a poor girl on her nose?
I'm lost in the translation.
A specific picture.
Oh, the fat nerd hugging Becky from behind.
And clutching her wrist as she's going to break it. She's trying to not want to strike
him. That's right. That's a good picture.
I love doing physical things on podcasts.
The best.
I mean, we do it all the time.
Yeah.
There he is. There he is. There's our guy.
Please send me that. That's the thumbnail.
All right, I'll keep it up.
Yeah.
That's
100% the thumbnail.
And this guy...
just a death grip on her own arm.
Is legitimately the reason why they no longer do this at signings anymore.
You're not allowed to touch them anymore.
Yeah.
That's too much hug, pal.
Yep.
No, you're...
It was this one, and there was one with...
there is another one.
What's her fucking name? Alexa Bliss. There's one with Alexa Bliss that's very similar that they were like,
yeah,
this is the reason we're not
doing... No more touchy.
No more touchy.
No more touchy the girls.
Yeah, I'll also send you this too, just so you
but have, also say, maybe I'll, you maybe I'll use this as the thumbnail.
Why not?
Maybe I'll use this as the secret thumbnail.
Yeah. If anybody wants to see the secret picture, just let me know and I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Although you'll be able to see it on the person's Twitter that we told you to go to.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Rhea 3.5.
I was going to say, I think Rhea retains.
Yeah, I was going to say Rhea.
And you said 3.5, Scott?
Yep.
I think you're lowballing it a little bit.
I could be.
Nope, just kidding. I'm going to go 3. I'm going to go 3.
Oh, so you're really lowballing.
I like to put pranks on you.
You're a prankster. You're an original prankster. Like that song by Novelty Band The Offspring.
Zero street cred.
Zero.
I will be optimistic.
Okay.
And say 3.75.
Okay. Great. That's not bad. I mean, it's got potential too. Yeah. But whether it does.
I think it could be really, really good or
they might remember their two white women at the end of the day.
To fucking say. Brings
like the beauty of Rhea and Charlotte is that for one brief, beautiful moment, they forgot they were two white women and had a good wrestling match.
Yeah. And one of them forgot that she's the biggest bitch in the business.
Well, she's a big fat bitch. Yeah, she's the biggest
bitch. Brings us to the Women's WWE Championship match.
Not to be confused with the Women's World title match.
Defending champion of Io Sky against Royal Rumble winner Bayley, former teammate, former friend, possibly former lover. I don't know what they're into.
Former human being.
I think Bayley gets the win.
I do too.
Yes.
Damn it. So mad we copied.
I mean, I'm glad I said it first.
He hates copiers.
I mean, this one's got good potential as well. But have they haven't really wrestled each other, so I don't know what their chemistry will be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, I feel like Bayley hasn't, like, she went a while where she didn't really wrestle, and then when she did, it was just tag matches.
Yeah. Also, is her ass too big to wrestle
anymore? No. Don't tell that to the internet.
The internet
loves that dump truck.
It's insane. It looks AI.
It does. It looks totally fake.
It doesn't look like the rest of her body.
It doesn't fit in with her frame.
Yeah. It's psychotic. But yeah, Bayley wins.
I'm gonna go 3.5. I think that's a reasonable number because I hate women's wrestling.
I think it will. Will it be better or worse than Rhea Charlotte, I guess is the question. Probably similar, honestly. But I'll say 1/4 star less, 3.25. Really, because last year it was Rhea Charlotte and Bianca Asuka.
And Bianca Asuka was
And Bianca good. Asuka was so much better on paper than Rhea Charlotte, but Rhea Charlotte ended up being the way better match, and Bianca Asuka was just fine.
And like the crowd, like,
the crowd was kind of dead.
Dead for it.
Yeah.
Were they on after or before?
Bianca Asuka was day two, Rhea Charlotte was day one. Bianca Asuka might have been after something that got something. A lot of heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the crowd was dead for most of it. And then they kind of came alive for near the end.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being a bad match.
It wasn't bad. It was just, like, pretty good. Yeah. A pretty good match with not much heat. Yeah. And the other one was, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Did it follow, like, the thick boy
three-way? It went after the thick guy three-way.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly why, though, because that thick boy three-way was fucking amazing.
Do you remember what was on after them?
Was it...
Because you just saw, is that why you remembered?
No, based on your reaction, I'm going to say it perhaps involved the second WrestleMania Shane McMahon versus The Miz singles match.
Yes, it was.
That ended differently than the first one.
Sure did.
That was saved by national hero Snoop Dogg.
Who punched Miz in the face for real.
100%.
Yeah. Kelly, your match rating for Bayley and Io Shirai?
I was also going to say 3.25.
Steeler?
Well, you know what? Shut up.
Although you guys
would, you know what? Good points made on both sides.
All right, so that brings us to the main event of night one, which is the tag team match of the Bloodline of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins.
You have to say freaking Kelly.
If Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during the Undisputed Championship match on night two. If Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under bloodline rules.
That means only Samoans can participate. And if you're not Samoan, you have to paint yourself Samoan.
Brown face.
Yeah.
I like brown face.
Well, that was Rikishi's old move. The brown face.
The brown face. Poo face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was gay.
Hold on. Kelly was talking. Shut up.
Please. I'm...
Shut up!
I'm so sorry.
Kelly, you were saying.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it'd be really funny if Cody loses
yes!
again in the yes! main title match.
I mean, if...
I want.
If Cody...
Dear God, I want.
If Cody loses to Roman on day two, I think I will watch every second of WWE programming for the next year.
Yeah.
I will be... Yeah. I will be so... happy.
Yeah,
but it'll like, be amazing.
Hunter never forgets. You smashed that chair, buddy.
Don't smash that chair.
I can see the Bloodline winning the tag match, and then Cody has more odds, and then he overcomes the odds on day two, and it's a bigger
that's,
story.
That's exactly what's happening.
Exactly what I think. Yeah.
And
also, if you think The Rock is losing a WrestleMania match, but he is going to get... He's gonna, anyways. Yeah, I think, I mean, that's 100% what happens.
Yeah.
It's you gotta stack the deck.
Yeah.
And then also, he loses in the main event on the next day.
It's so weird how this match came about. Cause, like, the plan was Roman versus Rock.
Yeah.
For the title, day two. Like, that was the plan.
Yeah.
And then
the fans were not happy.
They rioted.
They were happy at the beginning.
Yeah.
When The Rock first came back, and they were like, oh my God, we're fucking getting it.
Yes.
And then...
You were getting the thing that they have been trying to do for 3 years now.
Yes. And then Cody won the Rumble.
That's the thing. That is the part of the plan that makes no sense to me. How do you have Cody win the Rumble if you're not... If the plan is Rock versus Roman.
Don't know.
What is your plan to do with Cody? My only guess is that Punk getting hurt actually fucked the Rumble.
Could have, yeah.
And maybe Punk was supposed to win
Challenge Rollins and just do Rock.
That all said, I don't know what Cody was going to do.
Don't know.
If the original plans had... McIntyre? Maybe. We didn't make the joke we've been making for like 2 months now at the beginning of this. I can't wait to see the three big matches they've been building to at WrestleMania this year. The Rock versus Roman Reigns, CM Punk versus Seth freaking Rollins, and Gunther versus Brock Lesnar. The big three. I'm so sorry.
I like... Doesn't it feel like it's been every year for the last, like, I don't know, 6 years... That the stuff they try to set up at the end of the previous year,
it's fucked.
Going into Royal Rumble,
yeah.
Then by the time it comes to Mania,
yeah.
Everybody's fucking hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But in this case, some people are hurt and some people did a very bad, bad thing.
Some people are hurt, some people are canceled, and some people are more popular than The Rock. Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah. I'm going to go 3 even because The Rock is old and hasn't wrestled. Roman hasn't really wrestled at all.
Yeah, this could go a few
and like to be honest, Cody's kind of sloppy and I fucking hate Seth. So I'm gonna go 3 even.
I hate everything about Seth except his wrestling.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna say higher than 3. How much higher than 3? 3.5? 3.5 is what I'm going to say. I said 3.5. Write it down.
Why don't you just tell me the rating?
Just tell me the name of the movie you want to see.
I will meet in the middle, say 3.25.
Nice.
But, like,
caveat,
I don't see The Rock doing a lot because he's not going to want to get hurt and not be able to do movies.
Probably not. The last two
Manias
real wrestling matches he had, all of his muscles fell off his bones.
Yeah. And he was 10 years younger than he is now.
Yeah, he was 11 and 12 years younger, respectively.
Yeah. So, the two main events or title matches are the World Heavyweight Championship of Seth freaking Rollins.
Nice.
Defending against Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And CM Punk is on commentary.
Yes.
And did a promo on Raw pretty much saying how much he hates McIntyre and hates Rollins. And they hate him.
Yeah. Everyone hates everyone.
Yeah.
there was one really funny thing I saw where, like, Drew McIntyre said, you know, I'm the chosen one. And Punk was like, yeah, who chose you? What's his name? What paragon of virtue chose you? And McIntyre was like, fuck.
Got me.
God damn it. He got me.
He got me red handed.
Yeah. Would that have been scripted? That's like getting pretty.
That seems
that's
very
pretty
punk-ish.
Close to the line.
Yeah.
But honestly, awesome.
I mean, like, Hunter might let him do it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it was pretty sick. Actually.
Now here's the real question. And Scott and I discussed this off pod, but I don't know who wins this, but I know who leaves WrestleMania maybe with the World Heavyweight Championship.
I think I know who leaves WrestleMania without the title for sure. And I think that's Seth.
Right.
I don't know if Drew McIntyre leaves with it or if Damian Priest leaves with it.
Please call by his real name. Senor Money in the Bank.
Senor Money in the Bank, Punishment Martinez.
Because I think them losing the tag titles sets up very obviously him cashing in Money in the Bank.
Classic Seth losing to Randy and then doing the three-way thing.
So I think Seth retains. I think Seth retains and an angry Drew gives him the beatdown.
Blasts him.
Him and...
You think he cuts him in half with a sword?
Could. Depends how capable Phil Brooks is currently.
I think he's handy capable.
Yes. It, like, how far... Like, he's only three and a bit months. 3 months.
It'll be... 2 months. I mean, it's not much more than two.
Two, yeah.
It was end of January.
Depends how much he can do.
I don't know if he can do a lot.
Because I feel like you can do a Drew does a beatdown. Drew and Punk fight and leave.
Does it feel like you're talking about yourself when you say Drew?
Sometimes. And you get the cash in from Priest. And the thing is, like, I feel like Priest has lost a lot of his steam, though.
Yeah.
So
wait, because it felt like for a while he was like 1 day away from turning face.
He was getting lots of good heat, and then he did the Baboni match.
He did Baboni.
Baboni. And
now it feels like he's not turning face.
I don't know.
He's just been like a straight heel again.
I don't know.
Because he was like getting in fights with like the rest of the boys and girl.
Yep.
But now, like,
well, they did all the R-Truth stuff, which kind of made them more of a novelty.
Oh yeah,
than like an actual serious threat.
Yeah,
but I
liked it when they were spooky and had magic,
and when Edge was the leader and he was going to do magic, and then he said, "No, that's kind of gay." And then they were like, "All right, fine, we're going to take you out. You're out of the group that you started, and is named after like your stuff, like your gimmicky stuff."
And but
rude.
Also
Edge,
rude.
But also, we're not going to do magic, but you are still out of the group.
Yeah. I still think... I think Seth retains.
Good one.
Huh. I think Seth retains, and I think Priest cashes in.
I think McIntyre wins.
Cool. And good.
I think McIntyre gets to win a world title in front of people.
I mean, that's true, but he's like kind of a heel.
He's absolutely a heel.
And
but
the
he's
whole
like,
point
he's like,
was to give him the big face pop.
Yeah, no.
But also, is his contract's almost up too, right?
Yes, and it's unclear if he's... Well, if he wins the title, I think we'll know he's re-signed.
Sure. Oh, how?
How?
Funny would it be if Cody won the title and then Priest cashed in and beat him.
I mean that would be pretty hilarious.
That would be the funniest thing of all time.
Yeah. They're not going to do it.
It's unlikely, but it would be amazing.
I mean, no, what's even funnier?
Cody loses, Priest cashes in on Roman?
Or we literally get the Brock Roman Seth.
Do the three.
Where he cashes in and then Roman beats Priest.
Oh! Love that.
And Cody's not even involved in that.
And Cody's like, what? Yeah,
that's fucking great.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, won't happen. But
will not happen.
Very funny.
But I'm going Seth. Scott's going Drew. Kelly?
I think I also say Seth with the Martinez.
Cashin?
Cashin.
Punishment Martinez.
So you think...
World champion.
You think Priest leaves with the title?
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. Is that what you got, or you don't think? That's the problem, is McIntyre's a heel. And Priest cashing in on the heel either turns Drew back into a face, or you've got to keep doing a Seth-Drew thing.
I have decided what's happening. Everyone, ha-ha, Listen to me.
You think Armando Alejandro Estrada?
Yes, no. I think he's getting involved. I think there's probably some kind of shit that goes down with Punk. McIntyre ends up winning. Priest comes out to cash in. Judgment Day, the rest of Judgment Day, accidentally or on purpose fucks him. He is unsuccessful in the cash in. That's the face turn.
I can see that.
It is yeah. Decided.
I can see that. So you think Drew leaves with the title?
I think Drew leaves with the title.
Kelly and I both think that. I don't want to call him Punisher Martinez. Damian Priest leaves with the title.
How about Punisher Dice Morgan?
Ooh, that's a good one. Match rating can be good. I mean, I think they're both very good.
They are both very good.
I'm gonna go. What's my highest match so far? Sammy and Gunther.
Are you giving your lowest rating ever? 7 thumbs up?
Yes.
Okay.
6 bags of popcorn, 2 sodas.
Pretty good.
I think it'll be worse than Gunther Sammy.
Yes.
Which I gave 4.5 to. So I'm going to go 4.25.
I'm going 4 even.
I was also going to go 4 even.
Couch.
Could be 4.25.
Too late now. You already said I heard. So the main event then would be the Bloodline Rules match between the Blue Universal title.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns versus
Brownface Cody.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Do we actually know what Bloodline Rules is?
Street fight. Interference is allowed.
Okay, yeah. Now, the speculation on the internet
Freebird rules
would be nice. That Cody and The Rock have been working together the whole time.
Which I was on board with until Monday when Rock beat the absolute fucking shit out of Cody and he bled everywhere.
So I don't know if that was maybe in the works. One thing I have heard is that Hunter is a lot more lean. Like he's a lot more of the fans have figured it out. We're not fucking doing it. Like, I mean, Vince was kind of like that, but also he was very much set in his ways.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to be, though. That's a Vince Russo thing, is like, the internet figured it out. We have to do a swerve that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, true. Because, like, what was the thing?
Do the logical booking. Who cares if people
figure it out? What was the thing that The Rock whispered to Cody at the beginning of this whole thing if he's then going to beat the shit out of him?
I'm gay.
Rosebud. yeah, like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like it made perfect sense until Monday. Because if Rock's little Lost in Translation whisper to Cody was, let's fuck Roman.
Yeah.
Everything makes perfect sense up to Monday.
Unless you just let The Rock
agreed
to make to throw Roman off the scent.
A kayfabe real beating.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of this, yes, The Rock has had a fun time as a heel. I think Rock wants to be a babyface.
I think we're going to do face Rock versus heel Roman. Yeah. I don't know if it's SummerSlam or next year's Mania.
I mean, next year's Mania. Rock's going to be like, I don't know, 62?
Probably.
How old is Dwayne right now?
50? 90?
51. You're not on a first name basis with him. Refer to him as Rock or Mr. Johnson.
He calls him DJ.
How old is DJ? He's 51, turns 52 in May.
Okay.
So he will be 52 next year, about to turn 53.
He's younger than R-Truth, and he's one of the tag titles of this show.
That is true, but R-Truth has not aged a day.
No. Absolutely not.
Is R-Truth's daughter the general manager of NXT?
True.
Right?
Is R-Truth's grandmother going into the Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
All good points, guys. All good points.
Fucked. I don't know. There's a lot going on here. A lot of moving pieces.
There are.
I guess there is a possibility that Cody just wins clean. Like, you know, wins clean. I mean, like, that there isn't, like, a fucking of Roman.
Yeah, no, Cody vanquishes the interference or has help.
I mean, I'm sure he'll have help.
And just beats Roman. If Roman pins Cody clean and then WrestleMania ends, it will be the best day of my life.
You have no idea how many times.
Because, like, man, like, think of what a good time we had last year.
Yeah.
Imagine again.
Like, you have no idea how many times I've wanted like a finish like that to happen and just see the crowd riot.
Yes.
I have been wanting that for years. Ever since when they thought Danielson wasn't going to win the title at Mania and they were going to fucking like storm the ring.
Yeah. Man, if they had had just like Batista pin Bryan at Mania 30, 10 years ago this day, that'd be amazing. Yeah. Just a full scale riot.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I would love it. I want Roman to beat him. He can't. I mean, we said it last year. We said, of course, Cody's winning.
Yeah.
And here we are a year later. But look, it can't happen twice, but God damn it, I would love to be right.
I just don't think you can go an entire...
I looked to my left for the first time in a while, and I saw a full screen cow gape.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is quite the glazed donut you got there, Drew.
I don't know if you can go another year with Roman as world champion who doesn't wrestle.
Unless they're like dead set on this record shit and he's gonna hold it like 5 more years and beat Bruno Sammartino.
I don't think you can do that either. There is a series of these, by the way.
Oh, it's a collection.
It's a collection. I really don't know if you can go another, even another, like, because he's not beating the Bruno record, because you can't do that anymore.
You can't.
At a certain point, Roman wrestling 2 or 3 times a year.
For 8 years.
Going into his mid-40s is not the same thing as Bruno wrestling, you know, every other night for 8 years straight, defending the title. And, like, that's not the way that wrestling works anymore.
No.
So, I think Cody has to. But we said that last year.
I know we said last year, but he has to.
He fucking has to.
Yeah. If I had to bet... If I'm betting with my head, it's Cody. With my heart, it's Roman.
Me too. No, yeah. It's Roman over Damian Priest in a failed cash-in.
That's
what your heart is going for.
My heart would soar, Drew.
Kevin, are you going Cody as well? Or are you going Roman?
Please go Roman.
I really want to go Roman. I'll say Cody.
Yeah, okay. Rating for this. Because what was last year's?
I gave last year.
You said it would have been 5.
It would have been 5 if Cody won, because it was such a good professional wrestling match.
Yeah.
Like, it had everything you needed for it. Yeah. It was paced well. Nobody did too much shit. Like, the stuff that was kicked out of was a surprise because they didn't, like, everything kind of meant something.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it was a very good, like, it was, like, one of the... first times I've seen like a great professional wrestling match in the WWE.
It is a 4.5 for Meltzer and a 7.58 on Cage Match.
4.5?
I don't know. I can't remember what I gave it. It's probably low at the time, but
I think he might have gone from 5 to 4, but I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I
don't know if I was that invested in it at the beginning. Because I hated Cody.
Oh, like your
my predictions.
Your prediction, I don't know.
Yeah.
Your prediction was probably like 3.25 or something. Yeah. Yeah. But after the fact, you're like, it could have been 5, was 4 or something like that.
Yeah. So last year, Roman wrestled 1, 2,
there were 2
3.
5-star matches on last year's Mania.
Roman That's wrestled wild. 3 matches leading up to Mania.
Yeah.
This year, he wrestled 1.
Solid.
So I think the match will be worse because Roman has done less wrestling this year. Leading up to. Because 2023, he did 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. He did 11 matches in 2023.
Yeah.
But only, and before Mania, he did 3.
Yeah. And this year, 1.
And this year,
he's had 1 match in 2024?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It was at Royal Rumble.
Oh, the 4-way.
The 4-way,
the Rumble. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it'll be a worse match because he's wrestled less. So I'm going to lowball it.
Okay.
Because it's probably going to be bad.
It could. Or it could be 5 fucking
2
stars. Oh boy.
And wow. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go 3 3/4.
I was in that range.
Oh, too. Are you going to enact your one steal?
Think I'm going to use. Well, I mean, we've gone the whole podcast.
You haven't done it once.
I haven't done it once, so I'm going to enact my one steal and say 3¾.
Okay.
Five.
I'm going to say no.
You know, like, they can do five.
Well,
you know it, Kelly.
I don't think it's five if we get the ending we want.
Yeah. And like, it's kind of weird because I dislike Cody so much as a wrestler.
I don't like either guy.
Yeah, I don't like either guy either.
Either guy. And like, but like, I will say, Waystar, what did you give it?
That's a secret.
We both give it three and three quarters.
Oh, 3¾. I'll give it 3½.
Okay. Probably higher than your prediction last year.
Probably.
But I don't know. And there's no, and there's the problem is there's no way of finding out.
So all
really big shoe.
All of us have Gunther Sammy as the best match.
Yes.
Yeah. 4½ for Scott and I, and 4¾ for Kelly.
Yeah.
And the combined worst match is what we assume to be Blacks versus Biggins.
Which may or may not
even happen.
Worth being on Mania. Yeah. Could just be in the middle of the show on SmackDown next week.
Is the second worst match AJ versus LA Knight? It is.
Huh, interesting.
AJ LA Knight is our predicted second worst matchup.
It could be. It's like, it's not going to be real good. AJ's gigantic and LA's basic. Motherfucker can't even do a spiral tap anymore.
That is correct.
He's too big.
Well, that was it. That's the extent of our WrestleMania preview. Hey, look, we did it under 2 hours. Scott, good job. You know what you deserve?
A trophy?
To stop this recording, put it on your flash drive, and get the fuck out of my house. Kelly, you can stay as long as you want. Except for you're the one that wants to go.
But you can stay. You can forsake work tomorrow.
Thanks for putting up with the wrestling talk. I mean, it wasn't as much wrestling talk as in the past.
Yeah.
Because we did talk a lot about cow vaginas.
Yeah, that was definitely on the table.
Tune in.
The audio is probably not as good as usual, but I think it's pretty decent considering we have three guys on two mics.
Yeah. Sounded good to us.
And so, good for us.
Whoever does listening to, like, who actually does watch wrestling and listens to this, like, mm-hmm.
There's like three or four people.
There's probably a couple of people. Like, I feel like, because like sometimes when we talk about this and we like really lowball like some ratings and stuff, especially me, you have to understand that like
I'm gay.
Well,
I'm a pedophile.
No,
I'm a gay pedophile.
You have no idea how many fucking years this fucking company has fucked us. And like,
that's true.
So our expectations can be very low at times.
We have been hurt a lot of times. We are battered women.
Yeah.
Like, we go to a shelter.
Yeah, we go to the battered women's shelter. A weirdly antiquated term. And I've actually been working at the fucked children's center lately.
Yeah. 2000 to 2002, great years. Everything after that was a fucking nosedive, pretty much.
Somebody asked me somewhat recently if I could change it and go back to, like, not be into wrestling. Because, like I said, like, I wish I didn't spend as much of my time dedicated to, like, WWE, like you know, in the aughts, right?
Yeah, the mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s, early 10s, like, when I was still kind of watching it. And they're like, if you go back, would you, like, check? Because I'm like, you know, there's times where it's like, yeah, well, my Sunday was dedicated to watching a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right? It's like, would you change it to go back? I'm like, maybe I should have stopped watching it earlier. But like all of the early stuff was worth it. But now everything, it just sometimes feels like a fucking chore.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you gotta go out of your way to watch Royal Rumble, although I didn't this year. You gotta go out of your way to watch WrestleMania. Like
2 days of it.
2 days of WrestleMania, right? Like, it just seems like such a pain in the ass for something I don't genuinely love anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, give me Japan stuff, sure.
Yeah.
Give me some AEW stuff, sure.
Give me 2024 New Japan, the best New Japan it's ever been. The best
year where you can have such high-profile matches that earn themselves a 4.45 cage match rating.
We're talking Great Okan versus Tonga Loa. We're talking Chase Owens and Kenta defending the tag titles. We're talking a third example.
Master Eddie, Watto.
He's hurt.
Oh no!
That's the end.